Lafayette, Lake Charles.
And good afternoon. It's 3 p.m., currently 90 degrees, partly cloudy here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A low this evening of about 71 degrees and a 20% chance of precipitation. Coming up at 4 o'clock, all things considered from NPR News. We're going to start the hour by heading straight into the interview studio with Judith Merriweather.
And joining me in the studio this afternoon are Cindy Axtell, who is executive director of a new nonprofit 501c3 organization in town called Deuxième Vie Créatif. Also, Dave Spazzali, our former general manager here at KRVS, who has become involved with and is on the board of Deuxième Vie. And they're here to talk about the organization, let us all know more about it, and how appropriate it is to these times, because there is a lot of talk about something that they're very involved with. So let's talk about the mission of Deuxième Vie. Cindy, you actually came up with this. This is not a franchise. This is something that you really thought about for a long time.
Right. Thanks for having us, Judith. So, yes, it's something that I've worked on for a few years or had in the back of my head, but I actually did see an example of one in Oregon. And so once I saw it, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is something I really can do. So I came back to Lafayette and said, okay. We hit the ground running, and I think we were open within 4 months. So we're about 6 months down the road now since the conception.
Well, tell us about your mission and what that conception is.
Well, the mission is to try and keep materials out of the landfill that could be used for another purpose, so Deuxième Vie, Second Life. So we take in the materials. We ask for donations of art. Related items or art materials, art, anything art related or could be repurposed into art. And we sell those things to anybody who wants to be creative or find a second life for them in their home and love them. And we also do classes to teach people how to repurpose items into art. And then we sell art that people have repurposed into art, taking those items and being very creative. Everybody comes up with different ideas of how something can be reused. And it's very interesting to see the different ideas and the beautiful art that comes out of it.
Well, and I think we're all, you know, familiar with secondhand clothing or secondhand furniture. Those are ways to reuse items so they don't end up in the landfill. But you're talking about something in a way much more extensive, all of those bits and pieces and things that we don't normally think of as being able to be donated to, say, Goodwill or an organization like that. So you're really helping to fill in that other part of what do we do with all these little things we find in our home or garage or shed in the backyard.
Exactly.
That we just hate to throw away. We hate to think of it being in the trash, but we're not quite sure what to do with it.
You know, and that is part of the mission, for people to rethink what's going into their trash, that it's a commodity, that it can be reused and repurposed and upcycled and recycled and whatever the vernacular is that you want to use. But what's neat about this organization, which is really a little microcosm of what has to happen worldwide, because not only Lafayette and Acadiana have this problem, but all the big cities have the problem too. So getting people to think about and raising the consciousness about the packaging that things come in, you know, that's a big one. I saw somebody say that forget about Bitcoin, the next currency is going to be in your trash can. And it's the idea of piecing together and reusing and saying, well, you know, that little cup could be used for something else, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, and so you're on the board of this organization,
yeah,
Dave.
I'm the secretary, Judith.
Well, you have been involved in on the boards and organizations of a number of nonprofits in our community over the years. But this is really dear to your heart because you're quite an artist yourself, and this is not a new concept to you.
No.
For a long time, you've
been
kind of moving
towards
this
sort of thing. Yeah, one of the things I like about having a truck is when I drive down the street and I see something that somebody's put out on the side, I'll evaluate it. If it's particle board or something like that, I'm not that interested in it. But I've picked up – the other day I picked up a great 10-foot wooden ladder, an old one, already had the beat-up look to it, you know, so – that kind of thing is cool. But the idea of seeing things that can be configured into shelves or a different kind of purpose is really cool. And really, in terms of the sustainability, as the convenient throwaway society goes up, so too do the creative ideas to alleviate that problem go up. And so it is really very exciting. And DizzyMV receives items. They teach people how to manipulate them. And then there's examples there of what a finished product can look like. And especially to instill that in children and schools and teachers is especially important.
So that would become just a natural way people think. When like you, you're passing by a pile of discarded items, you would immediately think about how you can repurpose that.
I must admit, I do it really fast. Like I jump out of the car like maybe I – but no, they've clearly put it out to be taken. I don't want to mislead anybody, but I do jump back in the car and just tear out. No.
Well, and you know, on this small scale, we're talking about a small nonprofit organization. It could be that larger communities simply begin to do that on their own, where there are centers where people can go for repurposed items or to create art. Because you're really talking about two different facets of it. You talk about the practical part where you could use something like a ladder as a ladder, or you could use shelving as shelving. But you're also talking about repurposing it as art or something beautiful, something that can grace our homes or yards. So there are lots of ways that things can be
repurposed. What I liked about the ladder was you can put slats in between the ladder rungs to the other side and create a really nice bookshelf with an old ladder. It's I don't know. It just has a certain appeal that is really kind of intangible.
Very satisfying. But, you know, not all of us think that way, you know, immediately or naturally. And so what you all offer at DizzyMV is made to help people like us, sort of the lay people who are not especially artistic or don't immediately think of how to repurpose something.
Right.
So you help people in that. What are some of the ways that people can learn about that at your organization?
Right. So really our mission is environmental, but our goal really is to teach people creative thinking because that can be used in every aspect of your life. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're doing art or anything else. Creative thinking is just a great way to live your life. And so we just for example, if you were doing a class, I call them classes. They're really workshops. But we may just give you items that – and then say, what can you build with it? It's not – everybody's not going to walk out with the same thing. You're not all coming in to learn and walk out with the same piece of art. You're going to leave with what you created versus what we want you to create. So we're just
You're not imposing on people how they have to use these items. You're trying to elicit that creative response.
Exactly, because everybody has it. They just don't use it. They don't know that it's there. Right. They're uncomfortable.
Although we need guides,
Well, sure, and that's what we're there for.
Yeah. I could even imagine, say, like a field trip led by someone like Dave who, you know, recognizes when you're driving about what you could possibly see.
And
you know,
we do have something like that planned where there'll be a group of students gathered together. And there'll be all these components laying out, and everybody can create what they want. In this case, the theme will be a fish, and they may need some help with hammering. They may need some help with a glue gun. But suddenly they've emerged with something that was destined for the landfill and is now an object that they can bring home and hang up. You know, I referenced National Geographic, this month's National Geographic a second ago, and one thing really stuck in my mind, and that was that one half of all of the plastic on Earth was created in the last 15 years. One half of all of the plastic, and so they refer to it as a plastic apocalypse, where we're taking that and with this convenience – oriented society, and many times dumping it on the most vulnerable of countries and other people.
So do y'all have bins of plastic?
Well, we do. It's not actually all out for sale. We use it for classes or workshops.
Right. But well, let's go through some of the special events that you have that people can attend. I know that Art Walk is coming up, and anybody can stop in at DizzyMV and find out a bit more about what you're doing and see some of the artwork that is on the walls. But what other times do you have available where people can learn how to repurpose?
Well, currently every Tuesday from 12 to 3, we have what we call a creative circle where you can bring in your own materials and just come and hang out with people that are like-minded, and you just – it's kind of like a quilting circle, but
that's a nice way to think about
anybody just works on their own project. You don't have to have anything specific you're working on. And, of course, if you need something that's missing, you can purchase it in the store. But then we have Art Walk, of course. That's from 6 to 9. It's this Saturday. We're going to start a date night, which is really – it's not bring your date and come do crafts. It's drop off your children, and they get to do crafts while you get to go have a date night. So hopefully they'll – you know, frequent the downtown restaurants and give them a little more business as
But you could, as, you know, a couple, go and do something together.
Certainly could. You certainly could. We also have an introduction to calligraphy coming up. That's on June 21st. Oh, the date night, I should have said, is every second and fourth Thursday of the month. And then we have a summer camp coming up July 9th through the 13th. And all of this information is on our website. You can easily go out there and get the more information for it.
www.2evvie.org.
Right.
And I think probably if we type in just DizzyMV, it'll come up as well. Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know, people aren't taking, you know, notes, but it's just nice to hear the full breadth of everything that you offer there that people can use as a resource to go there and either with their children or themselves and learn how
it's
to use materials.
Ages. Yes. And kids love coming into the store. They find all kind of cool things that
they're kind of fearless about doing things like
that. Aren't they are. They're absolutely fearless. They're so creative. They come up with ideas, and you know, and parents do too. They just it sparks something within them that they didn't know was there, and they just you know, and you just you can hear them oh, I could do this. Oh, I could do that. And it's just very heartwarming to know that people are in, you know,
a lot
taking
of people,
it in.
A lot of people during Art Walk and the times that I've been down there are taking pictures of different pieces that are up on the wall because it is something. Well, look, that's simply a old paint can hooked on a light fixture and, you know, that kind of thing. So people take pictures and maybe get into doing that themselves.
That's right.
People are already doing a lot of things like that.
I want to tell people who may just be tuning in that my guests are Cindy Axtell, who's the executive director of a new organization in our community. It's called DizzyMV Creatif. It's a 501c3 organization dedicated to helping us do all kinds of things to help the environment and to repurpose items that might otherwise end up in the landfill. And Dave Spazzali, who is on the board of DizzyMV and is both a practical and artistic upcycler himself and scours the landscape for things to keep them out of the landfill, here to tell us about the organization and how we can interface with that organization. I noticed you also have an altered book event. Tell us about that
one. So this will be taking old books and reconfiguring them into what could be journals. So you will come in and just paint it, add to it, bring in anything that means something wonderful to you, and we'll help you make these journals that you can then go home and write your life story in and have them and treasure them forever.
Well, that's a way to not have to throw books out of your house.
Right.
You can go, I can repurpose that
exactly.
and make journals or, I guess, altered books that could
exactly.
be art even.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right,
mm-hmm.
exactly. And, you know, not to get heavy or anything, but there are people out there who question science. There are no people out there questioning the presence of trash in our environment, in our landfills, on our city streets, in our front yards, in our waterways. This is visible and irrefutable. And so, you know, it doesn't take a lot of explanation to say this exists. We see it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we need to do something with it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking of, as you're talking about this, a woman who used to live here and work here, Deborah Norsworthy.
Deborah, I thought about her the
yes.
other day. She did some great things with CDs, you know, that were put together almost like we
like
use.
Like mandalas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or like Coke bottle or bottle caps using mm-hmm. them as mm-hmm. – scales on a fish.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know. She would regularly walk the parking lots and you know, streets around here.
Excellent.
Just looking for small things. So I'm
kind of girl.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was just exquisite to see what she produced out of these small items.
You still have a piece in your office?
Yes,
yeah.
I
okay.
do. So, you know, there have been people, and like yourself, Dave, you've been working a long time with upcycled, recycled mm-hmm. Items. And I think we are becoming much more conscious now, not just of the trash, but the need to do something with it other than let it sit on our streets or in landfills. And this is a very creative way to get us to think about doing that and
right.
to not
Absolutely.
Just think of throwing everything away.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I look at it like if you have something in your hand that you just feel could be used for something else, it's too good to throw away, but I don't know what else to do with it. It's not worth having a garage sale for. I don't know who I could give it to. Those are the items we're looking for. Did your clock break and the guts don't work? We want the guts. We mm-hmm. want those gears. Mm-hmm. We want those screws, those nuts, those bolts. We want those odd-shaped pieces of metal that you have. We want the
broken
we like
jewelry.
Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
yes, broken jewelry. I mean,
so how do you store all of this? I mean, you know, it's one thing to express this desire to.
Cindy can talk about this, but one of the things that we discussed at our board meeting yesterday was the fact that we've really almost outgrown the space on Jefferson Street in terms of the intake of materials that can be used, the raw materials. The storage room in the back is packed,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so you've hit upon. On a very good point. That's a good observation. We really do need assistance with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So you are open to volunteers, not just board members, but people can volunteer to help.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have a good staff of volunteers right now, but we can always use more. We can use them in the store, running the store. We can use them pricing, sorting, putting out materials, or at events. We do events where we go to other places and do arts, crafts, you know, for summer camps or mm-hmm, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so volunteers are so welcome to – we'll find some place for you.
All right. Well, I know this is a lot for people to take in, but as we mentioned, Art Walk is coming up this Saturday, and they can drop in to DizzyMV, take a look at what's going on, talk to you further about how they can become involved, whether it's through, you know, gifts of bits and pieces
right.
that they have in their house or garage, or other ways of giving support, and of course, just participating, as you said, in upcycling
exactly.
themselves
mm-hmm.
and bringing more people in. And letting them know about that as well. So what are some of your favorite pieces you've seen people do on a Tuesday when they come for their creative circle? You don't have to name names, but...
Yeah, no, I had one lady, she picked up a piece of wood and created this most beautiful angel out of it. It was just, I was flabbergasted. It was just stunning, and I wish I would have taken a picture of it, but I didn't. I think that's probably one of my... favorite pieces, but
mm-hmm.
it's
well,
just
are you going to keep that camera phone right
know,
nearby.
Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And we had a gentleman come by the other day that Cindy was just freaking out. He's a guy who's been collecting this kind of stuff, boards, wood, that's misshapen. I mean, you can pick up any piece and look at it and say, well, that could be a bird or whatever if done, you know, just added to. And it was like the mother load. This guy came in with, you know, and then is he the one who brought in all of the pistachio shells? And I've seen pistachio shells, you know, make little the little bugs, the red bugs with little black dots on them. What are those
ladybugs.
Called?
Ladybugs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ladybugs.
Pistachio bugs.
Pistachio bugs. They're Italian bugs, and they'll get yeah. anywhere. Mm-hmm. But things like that, you know, just like the things that we get excited about when they come in are things that are really, really interesting. I mean, there's just
seemingly simple.
Seemingly simple.
We might not think to do them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But
so,
don't bring me all your pistachio shells, please.
Yeah, we're good on pistachios. I think we're good on corks, probably.
We are good on corks for a while.
You should have, just talking about that, how many of us have wine corks we put in a jar going, we're going to do something with that someday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You could have a special workshop just for corks.
Absolutely. We have all kinds
boards.
Planned.
Yep. That would be really good.
And that's kind of how we plan our workshops is what do we have an abundance of?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
then we'll schedule something and say, here
Absolutely.
You go.
Yeah. Well, Dave, just to give people a sense of other ways they can use things, maybe talk about a couple of projects you've done. And I know, like other artists, you can see Dave's work and some other work in your gallery. What are
yeah.
a couple projects
well,
you've been really
proud of? One project that I just finished that I personally like, and you know, the thing about what Cindy does is, you know, I did these things in solitary.
As most artists.
Yeah. And so I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, it's kind of cool, you know, but to get somebody else's feedback when I showed things to Cindy, she said, yeah, bring it in. You get it. That's exactly what we're talking about. But a recent piece that I did is made out of Harley-Davidson motorcycle parts. The base, it's a lamp, and the base of it is the disc brake of off of a Harley. And then the stand that goes up is a shock absorber and the spring going up into a huge funnel, which serves as the lampshade on top of it. And it's an old oil. I've never seen one quite this big, but I found it at some guys who have – there's a company called – blank, 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 junk. And not to give them an ad. But they were loading it in their truck, and it was like, man, you know, I got to have that. And then I also scored a bunch of topwater lures that were being just thrown out. And so I like to do fish and put them in with that. And so that's one. And then I have a shutter right now that I saw someone took the shutter, like half of a shutter, and started making shelves with it, and that's on the bench at the moment. But
I think Dave needs to do a workshop.
Well, yeah,
I
just well, you know, one of the things that is difficult is thinking about pricing something because it costs you virtually nothing as far as the materials are concerned, and I really love bolting things together and you know drilling and hammering, and so I can't even assign a value to that because that's one of those times when you just sort of transcend.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm. You're in the flow.
You're in the flow.
That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Days have gone by. You know.
Still in the shed. Well, when you're talking about power tools too, to me that prevents some people from upcycling.
Mm, right.
We just don't know how to use the tools or what do you get? What are the best tools? That I would think people would love a little help with that as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we could certainly give some instruction, but we don't have the space to have much in
the
way
moment.
Other than drills. Right, exactly.
Moment.
Maybe after this
yeah,
we will.
That's right.
But,
that's right.
Yeah, so
some
we can
the best
certainly
advice,
give some advice.
The best advice I ever received was I wanted to buy a planer to plane down some boards, and the advice was get an inexpensive one because you're really at this point not sure how much you're going to use it. Don't go all out,
mm-hmm,
but for
mm-hmm.
drills and other items like that, you know, go with the non-industrial type until you discern that you're really into it, and then you can ratchet up. But so I got I'm still using that planer now, you know, for pallet boards and things like that.
Oh, great advice. And I can imagine everyone out there right now being so inspired, thinking, I'm going to get it into my closet and garage and look for these things and attend one of these workshops.
Well, please bring us those things you find in your closet.
Yes. And if you are just wondering what we're talking about, this is a new organization in our community called DZMV Creatif. It's a 501c3 organization. My guests are the executive director, Cindy Axtell, and board member Dave Spazzali, here talking about the mission of the organization and also some of the activities that we can attend, interface with to help our community upcycle, recycle, get some of the trash off the roads, out of our houses, and just figure out really creative ways to help that ever-growing
incidentally,
issue.
Yesterday, the 5th was International World Environment Day. I saw that on my calendar.
Perfect day for y'all's board meeting. Well, we look forward to your growth and, obtaining more stuff so that we can all create further. Again, Second Saturday Art Walk is this coming Saturday, 6 to 9. And you can drop in at DZMV, which is on Jefferson Street.
Yes.
Where on Jefferson Street can people find it?
It's 549 Jefferson Street. It's right catty corner from ACA.
Okay, so you can take a look at what they have there, the art that's already done, the items they have there that you can create with, and just get a better idea about how we can all be more creative and more responsible to the environment right now. Well, thank you for the vision, Cindy, and Dave, for lending
Thanks,
your talents and energy to this effort. Thank you both.
Thank you for having us.